This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Former President Trump pleads not guilty to federal charges of conspiracy and obstruction in alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. CBS's Scott McFarlane was in the courtroom.
She asked him how he pleaded. He said not guilty. She asked him his name. He said it. His age, to which he answered 77, not 77, 77.
CBS's Robert Costa on how the former president is reacting.
He's trying to project, based on my conversations with his friends and allies in the last 6-7 hours, that he doesn't take this that seriously. He wants to show up. He doesn't want to be seen as trying to avoid this interaction in federal court, but he doesn't want to be seen as nervous or tense about the proceeding.
Six white former Mississippi law enforcement officers have pleaded guilty to federal civil rights offenses against two black men brutalized during a warrantless home raid in January. Kristen Clark is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights.
The details of the crimes these defendants committed is a horrific and stark example of violent police misconduct, which has no place in our society today.
The gunman in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting has been formally sentenced to death, CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
During victim impact statements, they described how Robert Bowers took the lives of their loved ones and changed their lives forever. Bowers killed 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life synagogue. He wounded several others, including 5 responding police officers. One family member said to Bowers, "You will never be forgiven. Never."
Federal health officials give a thumbs up for a new vaccine to protect babies from severe RSV. WSB's Sabrina Cupid in Atlanta.
RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization among infants in the United States. A CDC advisory panel has voted to recommend a new RSV vaccine for all infants under 8 months old. They also voted to add it to the federally funded Vaccine for Children's program, which provides immunizations free of charge to children who might not get them otherwise.
Also on the health front, advocates around the world are raising awareness to try to increase the number of mothers breastfeeding their babies. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The theme for this World Breastfeeding Week is Let's Make Breastfeeding at Work, Work, highlighting the need to improve protections and support for new moms in the workplace. Infants who are only breastfed for the first 6 months of life increased by 10 percentage points to 48% globally in the last decade.
While tubing on the Jefferson River in Montana this week, a woman was attacked by an otter. She had to be airlifted to a hospital after suffering wounds to her arms and face. Two other women suffered injuries to their arms during the ordeal. The Jefferson County Undersheriff says an otter attack is not normal. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. We'll be right back.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates. Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
In your current job, or were you ever allowed to just yell at people? 844-967-2789. Was it appropriate or accepted or tolerated? Or was there just no ramifications if you ever just like cursed people out? 844-96-PARTY. Because I've never been cursed out at work. And I also sometimes feel like I may be in the minority. Because when I think about, you know, my husband who worked in an agency, we did not meet in L.A., but when he first graduated college, he went out to L.A.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. He worked at Endeavor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is like was one of the top agencies. Like I just love the story of like a Whitewater kid in L.A., like peeing next to Bruce Willis and calling home and being like, guess what happened? But, you know, and so he worked in an industry where people got screamed at. Girls, like the mailroom girls got barked at. Like, and it was, you know, there's just terrible stories out of Hollywood. I know in finance and investment bros and stuff that the hazing that happens of you are new and the underling, and it's a stressful, high stakes situation, and you just get screamed at. And in Congress, in politics, I think that flies too. And the most recent story, some people are very upset about it, and it's the story from last night, and certainly it makes this guy seem like, can we say, we play the song. So
oh, yeah.
He seems like this makes him look like a huge douche, but instead of clutching my pearls, I just am wondering, you know, when is it, like, in what industries is it okay and there's no ramifications first yelling at interns and
colleagues
and entry-level people? And when you were working, or if you are still working, is that tolerated? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And of course, we're talking about Derek Van Orden, who represents the 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And news breaking last night that he apparently... Actually, he's admitted that he did.
Oh yeah, yes, and he has no problem.
He has no problem with it. Yelled at some Senate pages,
16 and 17 year olds,
and was potentially drunk while doing it. And that's the newest thing this in the last 24 hours that some people are defending. What I love is that, like, Dan O'Donnell.
Oh, I know, I saw
State
that too.
Senator Patrick Testin is trying to defend the drinking aspect of it, because this is Wisconsin. I was like, I don't think that's what people are upset about.
No, that's not what people are upset about.
But, Jane, have you ever worked in a scenario where it was just like there was no ramifications if someone just like cursed you out?
Oh, yes.
in radio.
Yeah. He threw a reel-to-reel at me once.
What is a reel-to-reel?
Big reel-to-reels that we used to run sound on tape reel-to-reels, big ones. Yeah, he threw
Did
one.
Did you dodge it?
Yeah, I dodged it.
You can dodge a ball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I guess. And I remember one instance in particular where he followed our producer through the entire building, screaming the F word at him and telling him what an effing idiot he was.
And who was he? He was the boss.
No.
He was another
on-air talent.
And he was just allowed to do that because that's how talent was treated.
Well, that's how he was treated. Trust me, if I had done that, it would have been handled. It would have been handled.
You would have been handled.
Oh, for sure. But no, he was allowed to do that.
Interesting. That's the only scenario?
Well, I mean, there were many more instances from this same person.
Okay. But like in no other like working environment where that was.
But I've always worked in radio.
Yeah.
So I don't have much else to compare it to.
Interesting. Well, we got one comment from Tony Zimmerman on the Facebook live stream. You are welcome to watch us on the Facebook live stream along with listen to us, which you can see on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter at As Goes Wisconsin. Tony says, in my factory jobs, it was okay. It wasn't encouraged, but people got it. In the office, no way. And so the question is, in your job or in former jobs, have you ever worked in a place where it was just okay to curse out, scream at, belittle, you know, kind of harass certain, like even if it was the boss or specifically
a colleague,
a high earner,
yep,
or someone who was very valuable to the company,
yep,
that was just their behavior was just tolerated. And we're talking about it because freshman Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden yelled and cursed at a group of high school-age Senate pages while giving a late-night tour of the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, which, you know, both Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, fresh off his Matrix glitch, both condemned this. And I'm not defending this, but it's also, I think, in history with, like, is it because it wasn't his interns? Like, if it was his interns, is he allowed to yell at them?
That's an interesting point.
Because every once in a while, I feel like we get stories, and it's usually about women, because it's like women candidates, but like, supposedly Katie Porter, not the best boss.
Who comes off as very sweet.
Does she? I don't think she comes off as sweet. I think she comes off as someone we want to root for whenever she is tearing apart someone in a congressional hearing because she's very good at it.
Yeah.
But in turn, because she's very good at it, I never mistook her for being a sweet person. I think it takes a certain amount of degaff to do what she does.
True.
That I wouldn't be surprised if it carries over. Like, you know, being her kids, like, I don't think her kids get away from with much.
No, I would agree with you.
But when Amy Klobuchar was running for president, that came out.
That's
as
right.
Far as, like, her throwing stuff at her people who worked for her. I found some story, actually, and this was a, where was it? The worst boss. Now I can't find it. But it was an Indiana rep that I actually hadn't heard of before, but supposedly just, like, runs through staffers.
Oh, really?
Because she is such a nightmare. You know, and we can talk about whether or not there's, like, sexism wrapped into that we hear the stories of, like, women bad bosses versus male bad bosses. But, like, not granted these were candidates, but think about how many, I don't know. Like, I just, it's interesting to me to think that this is news today. Nothing will happen. But I also don't think that this is, when you get into, like, high stakes industries, that there's more industries than not that it's still just okay to yell at people like that.
But I think, he's an elected official. And what happened to the whole character matters and character counts and morality and ethics? And, you know, it's just, I don't see how this is just, and again, they're teenagers.
Oh, I'm not, and I'm not defending
him.
No,
I know you're not.
But I also don't think he's
alone.
Alone. Like, there was a story, even with Biden, that actually I was sitting on, this was from earlier this month, that in public, like how President Biden, you know, whispers to make a point, but in private, like, he yells, supposedly. And that, like, he has a pretty quick Irish temper, and that aides try to avoid meeting alone with him.
Oh, wow.
And some take a colleague almost a shield against a solo blast. So there, this was one. The president's abominations include, I don't think I can say that, GD.
Yeah, don't say that.
How the F don't you know this? Don't effing BS me and get the F out of here.
Okay.
And so I'm just saying, and I'm not, I think it's all bad, but it also is certain industries where it's like, you get thick skin because this is how a lot of people talk to their staff. And is this just worse because it wasn't his staff? And there's like a hierarchy of like who you can yell at.
Who you can verbally abuse.
And it's like, you're a freshman, sir. You are a freshman member of the House. Do not be yelling. Like the Senate is very protective of their pages.
Right.
And so, but it just, I don't know. It just makes me interested in people who worked and tolerated getting yelled at and knew that that was just part of the job and what industry it was in. 844-967-2789.
I mean, what would happen in your workplace if someone would follow a colleague through the building swearing at them?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine that that would be acceptable in most places of employment.
I don't know.
Unless it's just so commonplace.
Like, is law like this?
Texture checking in from the 715. Representative Van Orden must always act in a professional manner, especially in the Capitol, because the Capitol is a place of business. Even before he was elected, he never represented Wisconsin values. Some texture from Stevens Point and the 3rd District.
Well, and that's also what's coming out. So it's like, all right, so if we're talking specifically about this case and less about the question that I'm asking as far as, like, would this fly in your place of work? It's a little hypocritical because on the one hand, it's like you had no problem with what other insurrectionists were doing
right.
to the Capitol. Because he was basically, his defense is how upset he was that they would be lying down. It was how disrespectful it was to be lying down in the Capitol, which, you know, housed soldiers. And I think he actually made the claim that, that there were soldiers buried there, which there
is
aren't.
No, that's not true.
But yeah. Simultaneously, then he was also, I mean, part of the reason why some people are defending him is because he was drinking with constituents in his office. So it's like, is laying down in the rotunda more disrespectful than like getting drunk in your office in the Capitol?
Is laying down in the rotunda worse than smearing feces on the walls? Which is what happened on January 6th.
Who has the time to just sit down and poop and then, you know, like that's like, you don't you get
a lot about timing?
Don't you get like a little performance anxiety? Like, I don't know. All right. We're going to come back in a minute, but we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. What would happen in your place of work if someone just screamed at you and cursed you out or someone out? Is it tolerated? Would you get fired? I don't know. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You chuck it on that one. You chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on...
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation. That everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 65
overnight under mainly cloudy skies.
North winds around 5 miles an hour.
Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow.
High temperatures reach up to 83.
Lows level off around 63.
Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies.
Low 80s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bob and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Money today, Bob.
Well, I think the insight of the day is that these electors were separate from the ones that are on the ballot. In other words, the legal electors, if Trump had actually been elected, did not participate in this. They got a different group of people, which kind of tells you right there they knew something was not quite right. And anyway, if you submit it to the National Archives, that's a fraud right there.
Well, here's the issue, Bob, though. In some states, you believe it or not, vote for the electors themselves, and their names usually are not well known. In this state, each side in advance designates electors who, if they win the popular vote, will cast the electoral votes. And they want to make sure it's not what's called a faithless elector. They want to make sure that it's somebody solid. So each side will pick somebody, like in this case, Biden won. And sometimes you don't even pick them till you won, and then you know what you want, and you're going to have people who are dyed-in-the-wool, loyal people. So if you're a Democrat, you're going to have a Democrat. Republicans, you're going to have Republicans. In this particular case, Biden won the election at the beginning of November, the first Tuesday in November, November 3rd. And then they met the second week in December. And it was very clear that Biden had won, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court said he won. 4-3, they said he won. So he picked 10 electors. And we had a call in from Bobby Green of Eau Claire, who shared that she had been an alternate elector. It's a great honor. You go down there, it's very, very historic. These other clowns on the Republican side met in secret. They met in secret. There were all sorts of communications. Don't tell anybody. Show up. Show up at this room. And they showed up, and nobody knew. And that thing was set up by Scott Fitzgerald and Voss. They knew what was going on. They knew what was going on. And then these 10 electors, one of them a former party chair, one of them a Republican on the Wisconsin Election Commission, one of them some municipal office holder in De Pere, and then all of them somehow officers in the Republican Party, they met in silence to do their dirty work. And then they sent in certifications saying that they were the electors, and they were not. I want to get back to Trump, what's going on right now. He's in a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., being arraigned. But there is something happening in the Mar-a-Lago case that I think probably is happening in this case, too. And it shows the extent that Trump will go to engineer a broad network to obstruct these criminal prosecutions. Jack Smith has just brought a motion in Mar-a-Lago for a hearing asking that Walt Nauta, as Trump's co-defendant, that his lawyer be required to leave the representation of Nauta and get Nauta different counsel. Why is that? You remember Casey Hutchinson? She testified that she originally was given a Trump-paid or Trump-affiliate-paid lawyer who told her to have a bad memory, to told her not to remember stuff. That's unethical. And for a while, she didn't know. I mean, this guy's a lawyer. She got her own lawyer, and she gave magnificent and truthful testimony. Well, poor Walt Nauta is from Guam. He's a career steward in the Navy. I was in the Navy. You got to understand something about the Navy. Up through World War II, the steward rating were all African Americans because they were the people that waited on the officers in the wardroom. They cooked the food, they served the food, they cleaned the cabins. It was racial. After World War II, when Truman integrated the armed forces, when I served in 1970 time period, the stewards were all Filipinos and some from Guam, like Walt Nauta. It was not truly integrated, the steward rating, until later in the 1970s, when anybody who goes to boot camp, that's what they want, they can go in and they can learn service and that kind of stuff. I can tell you that a career steward from the Philippines or Guam, the highest honor you could have would be to be a steward in the Admiral's wardroom. And it's a matter of unspeakable prestige to be a steward in the President of the United States wardroom, so to speak. He was brought to the White House. He will do anything to protect Trump. He had a life in Guam with no prospects, and now here he is. He's a little guy. This Oliveira guy was also a guy who started out low level and worked his way up. Trump is sacrificing these people. The guy that represents Walt Nauta represents seven other witnesses. That's wrong. That's wrong. If there's a trial and Walt Nauta's at the trial, this guy's supposed to cross-examine him on the behalf of his other clients? That's a conflict of interest. But unfortunately, Eileen Mercedes Cannon will do whatever Trump wants. She is the judge who's in effect an extra lawyer for Trump in the courtroom. If she does not throw out Nauta's lawyer, that has to be appealed to the Court of Appeals. You see what's happening? That's how it's going to get delayed beyond. There'll be a million of these kinds of things beyond the election. Now, what do we do about this? Trump turns and stabs anybody he needs to save himself. He stabbed Michael Cohen. He stabbed the CFO. Five of the six unindicted co-conspirators who may be indicted are lawyers. He's publicly blaming them. He says they're no good. He stabs them right in the back. Let them go to jail. They misled me. Nauta is a little guy from Guam. He was selected for the Admiral's wardroom. There is no higher honor. Believe me, there's no higher honor. And the Chief Admiral, who's the head of all the military, is the President. He was selected for the President's wardroom, and the President gave him a lawyer. He doesn't know. All he has to do, Walt Nauta, if you're listening to this, which you're not, get a different lawyer and go to the feds and tell them what happened, and you won't go to jail. But Donald Trump will stab you. He'll stab anybody and send them to jail. That's what's going on. And in my judgment, that could be going on in the Washington, D.C. prosecution. Keep an eye on this. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Ex-President Trump back in New Jersey tonight after a half-hour arraignment in D.C. federal court, at which he entered pleas of not guilty to charges involving alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Correspondent Scott McFarlane was in the courthouse.
The judge kept Trump waiting. He was sitting idle in his seat for about 20 minutes because the proceedings began late. And the Trump defense team, before this hearing just wrapped,
has already begun the process of seeking to delay the case.
Six former Mississippi officers, all white, plead guilty to federal civil rights offenses against two black men.
Court documents say the officers called themselves the Goon Squad, quote, because of their willingness to use excessive force and not report it.
CBS's Christopher Cruz. Thumbs up for a new vaccine to protect babies from severe RSV.
A CDC advisory panel voted to recommend a new RSV vaccine for all infants under 8 months old. It would need to be given as close to RSV season as possible, which is typically between October and March here in the United States.
Reporter Sabrina Cupid, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some good news at the beginning. We have some freebies. We have some freebies again, so listen up. Colorado Rockies. The Milwaukee Brewers are playing the Colorado Rockies on Monday, coming Monday. First pitch at 7:10 p.m. First come, first served. Call 844-967-2789. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great evening. It's a great ballpark. And these are really great seats. You're going to feel like you're the catcher. You're going to feel like you're the catcher. Colorado Rockies, Monday, 7:10 p.m. Give a call. Remember something. Always remember this. You can listen live to Brewer games. Oshkosh Air Support. This is in the Fox Valley, but obviously you can go on the computer too. 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And Richland Center, WRCE News from the center in Richland Center. 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. Monday, Colorado Rockies, 7:10 p.m. Going to go to a slightly different topic, but it involves the Republican Party. Yesterday, we were just downgraded our rating, the U.S. government's rating, to AA from AAA. AA from AAA. It's only the second time in the history of the United States that that has happened. The last time is in 2011, when the Republicans shut the government down then too. The borrowing costs on your bonds, on your debt, when you go from AAA to AA, go way up. It cost us $1.5 billion, with a B, billion dollars, in higher borrowing costs back in 2011 because of the Republican shenanigans to shut us down. This time, that back and then, it was Standard & Poor rating. This time, it's Fitch, the rating. Now, part of the thing that they said was, look, the Republicans can't agree on a debt deal. They can't agree on keeping the government open. They can't agree. And so, yes, you're the United States, but the truth of the matter is, if you can't pay your debts because of a party, that's too bad. The Republican Party will deliberately injure the United States if they think that will hurt Joe Biden and get them back in office so they can continue to hurt the United States and simply favor their donors. I don't know how many times I have to say that. September 30 is the end of the fiscal year. They have already said, something like 70 of them, that they won't vote for any more money, until, first of all, Biden agrees to tear up the deal that he made with McCarthy about extending the debt limit. That's already in. He already signed it. B, that there is an impeachment vote on Biden, and C, that the White House cooperate in its own investigation of it. Marjorie Taylor Greene, as a result now of the Trump indictment, Marjorie Taylor Greene has said that she will vote against any funding for the U.S. government. It's a line in the sand, she said. Others said we at least have to defund Jack Smith, the Department of Justice, and the FBI. Do you remember how many billions of dollars it will cost, this reduction now, because our amount of debt is higher? How many billions of dollars because the Republican Party wants to injure Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? This is disgusting. This is treason. We're going to go to the lines, and then we're going to talk about this some more. The Republicans have found a way to injure the country, and they think they can get their way simply by not voting for any money. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
Yeah, given their approach to the FBI and some of the other agencies, they've obviously got this defund the police thing down pat. More seriously, I think what this is all about is the economy is just going forward great guns. You know, there was a slight change in the unemployment situation, but it wasn't really significant. But that, I think they've been saying almost since Biden got into office, the economy is terrible, the Democrats are responsible, the economy is terrible, and so on and so on. And the economy just keeps going better and better. According to articles I've read, the chances of a recession are dropping farther and farther off. What this is about is we're going to ruin the economy, and then we're going to say, oh, it's Biden's economy. And that, I think, is the whole thing. They don't really have anything else to run on.
I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. And one of the things I want to emphasize to everybody, right now, inflation is coming down so quickly that a lot of the financial firms that look at this are predicting the soft landing that Bidenomics predicted. Number two, the hard infrastructure and the soft infrastructure acts worked. They put people back to work. Number three, unemployment is down to its lowest level since 1969. The stock market's going great. The S&P has gone up the index for 5 months. I had callers, you may remember this, say, well, the economics, they don't know anything about economics. They're told that as a talking point by the Republican Party. I think Jack and Merrimack is exactly correct. It turns out they were wrong. They have no platform themselves. The Republican Party has no platform itself. Mitch McConnell said, all you do when you have a platform is you give other people a target. They have no plan. They have no plan. Now, one of the reasons why they think this will be effective to just shut the government down, it was shut down before. It was shut down around 2011. They did it to Obama. You may recall that Newt Gingrich did it back in the 90s. And we didn't get a bond rating reduction at that point. But 1 year, it cost us a total of $25 billion because Ted Cruz is one of the engineers. They went too far. People were being laid off in the federal government, and they got too much heat. What political party deliberately damages their country while we are standing up to the Russians by backing Ukraine, standing up to the Chinese by backing Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, the Philippines, and Australia? This sends a message of treason, of weakness to our enemies, our adversaries. This tells them that there are a lot of people in the Congress who, wink, wink, will hurt the United States because the president and the majority in the Senate, who vote in the majority in the Senate, are of the other party. What can be done? Let me quick talk about the House, and then I'll quick talk about the Senate. In the House, Kevin McCarthy completely controls what can be put up to a vote with one exception. And he's been threatened by all these people, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have to blow up the debt deal. We have to defund the FBI, impeach Biden. It looks like he's caving on impeaching Biden. And so, or it's not going to go anywhere, but I mean, he's going to let it be voted on. So how do you get around that? How do you get around that? You get around it by a discharge petition, it's called. You have 213 Democratic votes. It needs 5 Republican votes. Are there 5 Republicans out there who are Americans? Are there 5 of my fellow veterans out there who are Republicans who believe in the United States, standing up to the Ruskies, to the Chaikoms? Are there 5 of them who will not commit treason and let them come forward and vote for a discharge petition on the money needed to run the government and then vote for it once it's on the floor? I'll talk about the Senate, but we're going to go to the lines right now. Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Terry?
I think I stumbled across some information the other day, Matt, about how the white male voted last time in the 2020, I think I saw 70% of the white male voted for Trump. That's very disturbing to me because I'm a white male. Very disturbing. So I have to talk about fluff when I talk to these guys because they certainly don't know nothing. In other words, I got to talk about Brewer baseball or cars or something.
Well, I'll tell you something, Terry. Let me be blunt. I don't believe in identity politics. I really don't. And, you know, there's this identity politics cult in the Democratic Party, which I don't like at all. The identity politics cult of the Islamo left. But the MAGA cult, the Freedom Caucus, out to destroy democracy, are the primary enemies of the United States. And it's like in the Second World War, there are plenty of partisans in Czechoslovakia, Poland, and France. And the Nazis were coming in. At that point, among the partisans in Czechoslovakia, Poland, and France, they were all over the lot. Some were socialists, some were communists, some were Christian Democrats. They didn't turn on each other. They took their weapons and they trained them on the swastika. That's what we're doing now. When this thing clears and there's some sanity left in the country, This identity politics stuff I don't go for, I got to tell you. So in terms of who voted for what, yeah, I've seen all the pollsters. They say, well, this one gets more of this votes and that more. Let me tell you something. Jimmy Carter got plenty of votes. Bill Clinton got plenty of votes. Barack Obama got plenty of votes. Certainly Jack Kennedy got plenty of votes. You put up the right people, they get plenty of votes. So, but, you know, there you have it, my friend. There you have it. Now let's get quick to the Senate. The Senate has done something that I believe is unconstitutional. Through rules, R-U-L-E-S, not legislation, they have given license to individual senators or a few senators to shut down the government. That is unconstitutional. There's nothing in the Constitution that says they can do that. It's supposed to be majority vote. What is the example? Tommy Tuberville. He has stuck the knife in 250 flag officers, admirals and generals. By the end of the year, it'll be 650. He won't promote them. He'll cut the head off our military. And the clowns, every clown in the Senate says, well, that's his right. No, it's not his right. He should be in jail. It's not his right. They do it out of vanity and pride because they all like boasting that they're in the most exclusive club in the world. The same with money. If you get five loyal Republicans, veterans, who vote to fund the government, that bill has to go to the Senate. That will be filibustered by Moscow Mitch and the rabble that he represents. Then it supposedly requires 60 votes to pass and get to Biden. Why the hell should that happen? That isn't what the Constitution says. The Constitution says majority rule. But because the Senate think they're the House of Lords, they all stand there and say some white supremacist clown from Alabama named Tommy Tuberville can cut the head off a military. What the hell? And 10 clowns, not 10, 10 clowns, the clowns in the Republican caucus can shut down the government. I want some patriots in that Congress. I don't care what party they are. I'm a Democrat. Right now, they're largely Democrats. I want that funding bill to get out to the floor in the House to vote. I want the clown Tuberville, preferably in jail. But the clown Tuberville, who didn't serve, a chicken hawk, cannot be permitted to cut off the head of our military. And the clown Moscow Mitch cannot be permitted to filibuster money for our government. Majority rules. And the fact that we have traitors in the Republican caucus is the treason caucus, that should not be permitted to prevail. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 65 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 83. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 63. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines. Mike from Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. Mike, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Love your show. I've seen several clips on Fox News and heard a lot of jabbering on right-wing talk radio about that Trump can say whatever he wants regarding his attempt to undermine our democracy because of free speech. I just want to know your thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Right. That's overstated. And a lot of times you'll see some people who are actually sympathetic to the Democratic Party just swallow the Kool-Aid and they'll go, well, he can say whatever he wants, even if he's lying. But if it turns into action, then no. And if he has advice of counsel, then he gets off. That's all baloney. Here's the deal. Even if you say certain things, if you threaten the life of the president of the United States, that's a felony. You don't have a First Amendment right to do that. If you go to a movie theater sometime and yell, fire, fire, and everybody goes out and somebody's, you don't have the right to do that. Now, in this particular case, if he gets up and he says, you know, like, I was robbed. Use your good eye, ump. I was robbed. I was cheated. Yeah, he can say that. But that isn't what he did. He, in addition to that, put together a course of action. And when there are acts committed, in this case, setting up the fake electors in all the states, calling Raffensperger and say, I need 11,000 votes or whatever it was. He's quoted as saying, telling Mike Pence, when Pence said, I can't do what you want. And he said, you're too honest. Yeah, that's not just speech. It's not protected speech. And the fact of advice of counsel, hey, the five crooks that you co-indicted with me, the five unindicted conspirators, they told, I was misled. I'm just little Bo Peep. I'm just a babe in the woods. That's baloney too. But advice of counsel doesn't do it. Let me tell you something. I've said this before. The 1880s, guy from Pakistan went to London, England with his wife, and he killed her because she disobeyed him on something. They arrested him. He goes, well, under, you know, my law in Pakistan, you know, lawyers tell me that that is permissible. And they went, well, it's not permissible here, and they hanged him. So if you have a crooked lawyer who says, yeah, you go ahead and rob the bank, that's not a defense. That's not a defense. Where that comes in securities fraud and some other things, where there's a statutory interpretation, and if the judge thinks that's in good faith, and the lawyer made a mistake, he may decide, as a matter of prosecutorial discretion, not to permit the prosecutor to go forward. But this business, well, you have to show criminal intent. Hey, you stick a knife in somebody, you're presumed to have criminal intent. This guy drips criminal contempt. He drips criminal. I don't buy any of it. And the other thing is, he has to testify to say he thought it was legal. He can't have his lawyer just say it's legal. The judge has an instruction that says Nothing the lawyers says to you is evidence on either side. Nothing the lawyers say to you is evidence. He says it's legal or not legal. Let's hear it from the lips of the guy that did the crime. If he gets on the stand to say that, he will be cross-examined and he will wish he never did. Excellent call. Thanks for calling. Jeff from Menominee Falls. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Jeff?
Yeah, hey, about your analogy about the guy from Pakistan that you just gave?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you said that the, in your example, as counsel said, well, it's okay in Pakistan, and then you compared that to Trump, Trump's lawyer giving advice, and you know, you can't break the law based on advice, except you're incorrect about part of that in that that was Pakistan, this is the United States. So it follows under the where you're at, not what the counsel said.
Okay, Jeff, he had five crooked, unindicted conspirators who were lawyers. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Cheesebro, Eastman, and there was one other. Five crooks. He is now saying, these crooks, I thought these were paragons of virtue. These crooks said I could do it. Say you do what? Then why did you tell Pence you're too honest? Why'd you say that? Why did you call these people up? Why did you tell the Justice Department, just say there was fraud and then leave the rest up to me and the Republicans, who are crooks themselves? You think that is advice of counsel? That's not advice of counsel. That's not advice of counsel. Advice of a crooked lawyer is not advice of counsel, and here is the reason. There is a fraud exception. As you know, I assume you know, you read about it. If your lawyer is a crook and he's in on it, which these guys were, you don't even have an attorney-client privilege. They can ask and you can be required to tell. They can be asked and you can are required to say what advice they gave you. It's not attorney-client if the lawyer's a crook. So thanks for calling in, Jeff, but that dog don't hunt. That dog do not hunt, and we're not having any of that. And the final thing I will leave with you is that the fact of the matter is that Trump can't get that into evidence unless he testifies, and then he is a dead man. He will be a piñata. One thing that I want to say, and we've said it, and I'm going to keep saying it, I'm very excited. Civic Media's WRJN and Racine and Kenosha will broadcast every Packer game all season long. That is advertising gold. Any small business or anybody wants to advertise, you want ears on radio to listen to your advertisement, you want Packers. You want Packers. The Civic Media marketing team is ready to talk to you. There are a few sponsorships left. Call 608-819-8255. They can also get you into UW Badger games, Wisconsin Badgers, local high schools, depending on your market. That is where you get a lot of listeners. But above them all, the 800-pound gorilla, the King Kahuna of the Green Bay Packers. And we have landed. Civic Media, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, broadcasts every game all season long. So jump on it, because I'll tell you what, if you try to advertise in the Packers and a lot of other places, it's going to be exponentially more expensive. It's an exciting opportunity. 608-819-8255. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocates. Matt Flynn, Direct, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.